Hey, a New Year's prayer. That is the title of a short message this morning that I want to share with you. Thank you, Wes, for getting things warmed up here this morning. I appreciate it. Good to hang out with you today, this day, right after Christmas. Hey, I don't know about you, but the day after Christmas sometimes can be a little bit of a letdown. You know, you might have received some gifts that didn't fit just right, or maybe it wasn't exactly what you wanted, and maybe now it's time for the dreaded returns, right? Anybody out there, put it in the chat. You do not like returns. Either sending things back through the mail, or even worse, standing in line at a department store. Oh man, that's one of my top 10 things I do not like to do. So anyway, hopefully that's not you. The good thing that we know as believers is this, is that our Father, when He gives us gifts, man, He knows exactly what we need before we even ask. In fact, Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 says that very thing. It says this, "Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." And so we are doing a little devotional here this morning, a New Year's prayer. You may not know exactly what your New Year's resolutions are going to be yet. You maybe haven't even given any thought to that. If not, then today's for you, because I just want to give you two challenges to take into this new year as we say this New Year's prayer together. You know, like Wes mentioned, we're going into the book of Matthew here in January, and we're doing a sermon series called Your Kingdom Come, which is really based off of all of the mentions of the kingdom in the Gospel of Matthew, but specifically right here in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. So let me read it to you. It goes like this. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed or holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So 2 points today. Number one, your kingdom come. So as you are thinking about a New Year's prayer to embrace, a mantra to hold close to your heart for the next week, but also for the entire next year, I would suggest your kingdom come, your will be done as a really small and easy to memorize kind of a phrase that can remind you about the life that you should be living. So first of all, your kingdom come. You know, we are praying and asking, right? In this situation, Jesus is telling us to pray like this, and He's telling us to pray, your kingdom come. What does that mean? Great question. Well, we know that in one sense, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, has already come. John the Baptist calls that out in Matthew chapter 3 when he sees Jesus and he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So wherever Jesus is, His kingdom is there. But we also know that we hold in mind this already but not yet kind of thinking when it comes to the kingdom of God. That is, God's kingdom is here and it's bursting forth right in various places. We can see it. We're supposed to be seeking it, looking for it, living into it. But also we know that it's not fully realized yet. That is, there will come a day when the King returns and His kingdom will be fully in bloom at that point, and there will be no more pain, sorrow, evil. All that stuff will be passed away. And so right now, we are like ambassadors of the kingdom living in a faraway land. And where we are and how we operate together as a family, we recognize that more and more is God's kingdom. So, your kingdom come, verse 33, that is just a few sentences down from what the one we just read says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So we know, both from the prayer and from this verse, that we are to be a people that are seeking God's kingdom and praying for it to come, and praying for ourselves to be able to see it more fully. So, how are we going to go about that? Well, I got a challenge for you, all right? Your kingdom come challenge. What I want you to do is this. I want you to commit to memorizing the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Now, you might say, Pastor, I knew that since I was a toddler. Well, you may have forgotten a couple of words, so I want you to brush up on it. And if you don't know it, then just memorize the Lord's Prayer, because that is something that we want to recite together as a church family in 2022. at the beginning of our services as we're going through the book of Matthew. That is something that we want to be able to use to remind ourselves of what God calls us to do and how he calls us to pray, but also to unite us together in reciting God's word. And so memorize that, say that together with your family in the evenings, make sure everybody knows it, but then also meditate on it. Don't just memorize on it. Don't memorize on it. Meditate on it and think about what those words mean, and you will find that you will be blessed and that you'll have a better concept of what the kingdom actually is. So, number two, your kingdom come, boom, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when we pray, Lord, your will be done, what are we saying there? We're saying that the holiness and the righteousness of God, the way that heaven operates without sin, we're asking that his will be done in a similar way here on earth. Now, we know that that won't happen fully just yet, but for you and I as believers, we should be living a life that makes sense in the light of us being citizens of his kingdom and not citizens so much as the kingdom of this world. And so that means that you and I ultimately need to be in submission or in obedience to our King, that's Jesus. So when we say, your will be done, personally, we should be saying, God, I want to obey you. I want to do what you tell me to do. And how are you going to know what God wants you to do? Great question. Really glad you asked. Boom, it's right here. It's in God's word. So I got a second challenge for you. And that challenge is that I want to ask you to read the book of Matthew all the way through in one sitting. If that proves impossible for you, you could break it up into two settings. But it's really going to be a 2 to 3 hour challenge to say, I want to read this through, preferably out loud, maybe even with other people like your family or community group or a friend, a loved one, on the phone, through FaceTime, all kinds of ways you could get that done. But read the book of Matthew straight through. And to add on to that, I really want you to take some notes, make some highlights on three things that you're going to see in Matthew. One is the references to the kingdom. So as you're reading the book of Matthew straight through, I want you to take a yellow highlighter, pen, something, however you do. You're like, hey, I don't write in my books. Write in your books. And highlight everywhere along the way that you see a reference to the kingdom. You're going to see the kingdom of heaven. That'll be in there like 32 times. You're going to see the kingdom of God. You're going to see the gospel of the kingdom. Anything that has to do with that, highlight it. That way, when you look back through in your studies, you can easily find those places because that's a major theme in the book of Matthew. Then I also want you to highlight all of the titles of Jesus. That's going to be things like the King of the Jews, right? The Son of Man, and their tons. The Son of God. Anything that is a title that people give to Jesus or that he gives to himself, highlight that. And then last of all, anything that has to do with fulfillment, especially this formulation that you're going to see many times in there, it's going to say something like this. This happened so that what was spoken by the prophet would be fulfilled. Or this happened so that what was written by the prophet would be fulfilled. Anything like that, boom, mark it up. And you're going to see that in there tons. You're going to be blessed if you do that. Because then the major themes of Matthew are going to come out to you more clearly. And when it comes to your will be done, as you study God's word, you're going to know exactly what he wants you to do this coming year. And you'll be able to do it more correctly, knowing what God's calling you to do. Because as you read God's word, he speaks to you through his spirit. And we want your mantra, your prayer, your New Year's prayer for 2022 to be your kingdom come and your will be done. That's all I got for you. I'm going to hand it back over to Wes after I pray for you and ask God to bless you and yours with a truly happy new year. Lord, thank you so much for our church family that are with us right now here in this moment. December 26th. God, I pray that as we head up these next few days to the new year, that you would bless this church family. That those that are watching right now, Lord, that they would take the challenge to both memorize and to read your word. And God, I pray that they would see your kingdom in a way that they never have before and operate and live in it, and that your kingdom would truly come to them. But God, we also pray for your will to be done. And Lord, I pray that individually we would agree to obey and submit to you this year like we never have before. And we also pray that for us corporately as a church, as we seek your next steps for what 2022 is going to look like. We're excited for it, and we want to do what you want us to do and not just what our plans are. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.